County Supervisors reconvene, and we're going to move to the two urgency items that are placed on the open agenda. And
do we need to have them passed out?
Can we share them with the public so they understand?
Yeah, she's going to share the story.
For the public that's online, the urgency items have been placed where you can see them. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'll have Elizabeth put it on the screen as soon as she gets back to the microphone.
Yes, she will be sharing the screen. So first and foremost, while we're getting this prepared to share, I also wanted to announce that I literally just received the notification from the governor's press office that Governor Newsom announced today that California has secured a fire management assistance grant, which is the FMAG, from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to help ensure the availability of vital resources to suppress the lava fire burning in Siskiyou County. So we did receive that FMAG notification now. So, with regards to the urgency items of the resolutions, they both pertain to the lava fire. We can start with the first, which is a proclamation and declaration of a local emergency pursuant to the incident that is occurring with lava fire. The document that the board has in possession is going to be different than what the public has, because the changes were made to the document. So if you look at the screen, the changes that were made are very simple. The third whereas, we struck the number 1,440 acres and is 20% contained, and replaced with 15,000 acres and is 5% contained. And so that I wanted to be brought out to the board so that you...
So can we take the emergency one first, I guess?
Sure.
Questions with that one?
Yeah, this one she's just talking about with the edits, is that correct?
Correct.
I thought this fire, there's a report out that it started on Thursday at 6:30.
We do have reports that it started on Thursday. However, we utilize the origination date that is being presented to the public by the Forest Service.
So, the Forest
Service. That is the official date that they are utilizing, so unless they have modified that date.
The Forest Service operations guy announced last night at the weed meeting that it originated on Thursday evening. No one else here was there, but...
I'm asking Phil if he can check the 209.
I'll try to confirm.
Can you do that?
Okay. Because on the several sites that we utilize for official, and I'm using air
right.
quotes,
right.
For those online, and that all state the origination date of Friday, and I'm fully aware that we did have the lightning strike on Thursday,
yeah.
So I understand where the concern is,
yeah.
And I have no problem changing the date. I was just wanting to make sure we're using a...
And maybe we can verify it through the reporting system. While he's checking,
yes,
let's go to the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. The second resolution is, again, with regards to the lava fire. And this is a resolution that is in the guidance of the Board of Supervisors to require a unified command be composed between the Forest Service, CAL FIRE, and the County of Siskiyou. That unified command, as I understand, has been put into place, but this resolution is just a reinforcement of the Board of Supervisors' intent that that unified command be in place and kept in place in order to resolve this incident.
And it has come through this that would be on the other one as well. Is that correct? Edits from the first one.
Correct. Yep. Correct. I apologize. As everyone online that can see on the resolution, the updated acreage is 15,000 acres And the copy that the board has in their possession would be changed to that $15,000. I apologize.
I like this. I like maybe at some point that we do this countywide, and rather than just a specific fire, from the standpoint that it would be my expression of this board. And I can't speak for the others, but whenever we have a community at risk that's listed, and there is a fire, regardless of jurisdiction, near the DPA line, and we'll have to define near, because of fire behavior these days, 10 miles is near with some of these fire events, that we look at going into unified command. Because speak too much out of turn here, but the mission of the Forest Service is different than the mission of CAL FIRE. And CAL FIRE's primary mission is property and human protection. It's not necessarily the encompassing agency policy for the Forest Service. It's more resource oriented. And as such, they're more geared toward resource fires. Where I think what we need to do as a board in protecting our county assets, for one thing, in our public, is to focus more on what's being harmed with some of the fires and then the cost that's bringing to the county at this point. I would feel much more comfortable with much earlier engagement in CAL FIRE and some of these fires.
I agree, and if it's at the pleasure of the board, I can definitely pursue an ordinance that would state as such in cooperation with our fire chief
and with
his assistance in composing that type of a.
We'll need just units help with this. We're stepping over all kinds of policy and procedure and everything else, but I want to make sure we get it right and that we actually do address what the issues are. We're in a different world when it comes to fight fire these days, and it's time we change our thinking.
I agree.
I would be in complete agreement.
Okay, thank you.
I think that initial attack on a unified command would be far more effective than waiting. I mean, I know the Forest Service has been cooperative with the chief on this one, but it is Tuesday and it started Thursday, and he just got unified command yesterday. So I would support it. I think we need to be ahead of the curve. We've been here, done this so many times in the past that I think we just need to formalize it.
Okay.
So.
I just wanted to verify the date, if you have.
I'm waiting for confirmation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we can adopt as is, or adopt with the possibility of changing the origin date? Can you do that?
Well, I think you need to do it now, or we could modify to indicate that it may have originated as early as Thursday. So we could modify it to suggest, to indicate it's possible.
I'd like to change it to Thursday. We have one account from a UP engineer that was there. I also have an eyewitness that saw the strike the day it hit. So I'm comfortable saying Thursday.
Works for me.
So we could either change the date to Thursday, June 24th, 2021, or we could add the language so that it would read,
as I was saying, we could either substitute the Thursday date, or we could modify it to indicate where is the lava fire, with a date of origin of Friday, June 25, 2021, and possibly as early as Thursday, June 24, 2021, is located outside. So we could equivocate a little bit, or we could just change the date if we're confident of the earlier date.
Well, and I could say the Forest Service announced last night that they were on it that Thursday evening, so.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with changing the date.
So I will go ahead and modify the date to Thursday, June 24th, and we will have that modified into you for signature if this resolution, both resolutions are adopted. I'll change them, the date on both.
Okay. So you're looking for a motion with the amendments, is that correct?
That is correct.
On please. Both of these
on
urgencies,
both.
Or do we take them separately?
I feel better taking them separately.
All right, so on the first one, I would move to approve with the amendments.
And the first one being the proclamation of a state of
yes.
emergency, correct?
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Supervisor Cobsaf?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
I move to approve with the amendments on the second.
And that was incident command.
Incident, hello, fire.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsaf?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you very much. And I would like to mention that the EOC was opened yesterday afternoon, and I just want to thank all the participants that are located in our EOC for their time and energy and efforts to assist with this incident. They are phenomenal, so I appreciate all of their time and willingness to do so. And of course, our soon-to-be Director of Emergency Services, Brian Shinoni, with his tireless efforts working this incident as well. I appreciate that.
I know the chair indicated that there was a fireworks urgency discussion, but I don't know if this is a good time.
That's great.
To
this
that.
Is a great time.
Yeah, you want to do an open
yes,
session?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. We already have it, so.
The discussion on fireworks.
Discussion on fireworks.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, aside from the calls and the concerns, which I get annually, by the way, regarding fireworks, Dunsmuir, I got a call from the fire chief from Dunsmuir. They were early adopters of not allowing even safe and sane fireworks in Dunsmuir. My worst fear has always been a fire in the canyon. This past week, the city of Mount Shasta are not going to have fireworks display this year. They're not allowing, for the first time ever, by the way, safe and sane fireworks. I just think that, you know, moving forward with both the environment that we're in right now, and I will tell you, for me, the straw that breaks the camel's back was the fire in Tennant that Mr. Anzo alluded to. You know, resources are stretched thin, and the last thing I want to see is us take an unnecessary risk. Our counterparts to the North Oregon have also banned fireworks, and City of Yreka is going to have it on their agenda. I think it's just a prudent thing to do this year and moving forward. And, you know, I wish we would have had this discussion, and maybe moving forward annually, we should have the discussion how it's going to play out. But I would like to see us do an emergency ordinance to ban fireworks for this year.
And I have a question, I guess. Maybe my perception's wrong. I've always understood them not to be allowed in the county the entire time I've lived in this county. And I thought there was a CAL FIRE thing. A long-standing CAL FIRE order.
Yeah.
maybe it was just the volunteer fire department. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Correct. Phil Anzo, Unit Chief, CAL FIRE assist you. No, there is no no ban from the state of California on fireworks. Fireworks are regulated through the State Fire Marshal's Office. And we've always encouraged folks to go watch the professional fireworks show. It's a much safer environment, and they take a lot of precautions to prevent fires. But even sometimes those have misfires and ignitions that start. But typically it's in an area that it's quickly contained. Safe and sane fireworks are a better option for folks that want to celebrate 4th of July, but they can also start fires if they're not used properly. And they often do. We do typically get new starts from every 4th of July from fireworks. The main ignition from fireworks are the illegal fireworks that are brought in from out of the area, out of state. Those are the ones that we struggle with because they typically fly in the air, have large emissions of embers, and are usually not utilized in a safe manner. So, like a professional fireworks show. So those are the ones that cause us the greatest concern, and those are always problematic for us in the fire service.
I have a question for you. Do you know if the Forest Service has gone into any fire restrictions yet?
I have not heard of fire restrictions just yet, and I'm a little surprised.
Okay, good. Typically, fireworks are banned on public lands.
Correct. I do know that in the Lake Chestina, Lake Siskiyou area, there is no fire or fireworks outside of the fireworks display itself.
Okay. Well, gosh, I've been proactive all my life and didn't
this emergency resolution won't pertain to you then, right?
No, I was already practicing it when I was 20.
Well, I would just say this, one of the things that we will never get away from is illegal fireworks. I mean, I think it's, again, an abundance of caution is prudent at this point in time.
So what do we do with this? Bring it back next week? Or is there some kind of urgency?
Well, I think we need to put it out there that we're, that's the intent. I mean, I think the people that want to do the right thing will understand that. Right?
Yeah.
I think, quite honestly, I'm grateful that we have a special meeting to have this discussion because this kind of rolled up on us, quickly as a matter of course.
You can direct staff to come back with a ordinance which would ban fireworks. Whether it's an urgency ordinance or not, you can decide whether you think that, it's going to be after the 4th of July, so... That makes it less urgent. But if you want to direct staff to come back with an ordinance banning fireworks either for the entirety of this year or forever.
Is there some kind of a resolution thing we could do today?
You could make a motion to direct staff.
Or something?
We don't have anything written up. Not unless you want to take a break and have us come up with something. But if you simply want us to come back with a ordinance, you can direct staff to do that, either formally or with three nodding heads, and we can come back with it.
You're not going to get an ordinance in play, I don't think.
No.
I think the only thing you can do is a resolution.
Resolution.
An urgency
one. So why don't we bring a resolution back after close?
I think it's just a straightforward resolution, and it's going to be the intent of this county to move forward in the preceding years.
It's something simple.
I don't want to complicate this. I think the fact that we're having a discussion is showing the public the intent of what we're trying to do.
The only thing I would ask is if that's what we're doing, maybe we actually make that motion as an urgency item, because I think the urgency item was agendized as discussion.
Closed, yes.
Yeah. So if we want to agendize this as a resolution, we should separately approve that.
That would be my motion.
Second.
Okay. And can I make sure I get the language right on that? The motion is to...
This is a motion to bring back as an urgency item for consideration today a resolution urging the... public not to use fireworks during this high fire season, and then also directing staff to have an ordinance banning fireworks. If I'm putting words in your mouth.
not an ordinance.
Just leave it at the resolution.
The resolution.
Yeah, resolution is
not the ordinance.
Not the ordinance.
Okay. No.
And that was Valenzuela and then COPSEF, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That was it.
Okay.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Aye.
Supervisor COPSEF?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
I want to thank staff and the board for bringing that forward.
Sure. Yep. And I should contact my office so that we can come up with something.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, I can do that.
Really? Okay.
Since Mr. Anzo is still here, I'm going to recess as the Siskiyou County Board and convene as County Service Area 4 and go to item 8A, General County Fire. An agreement for emergency response between the County Service Area 4 and Greater Cloud Fire and Emergency Response Zone.
Good morning once again. Thank you for hearing this item. And what I wanted to bring up about this agreement for service is that unfortunately, McLeod, the Greater McLeod Emergency Fire and Response Zone is not going to be able to continue contracting for service like they have in the past. When they were created in 1994, they were contracting for service with CAL FIRE during the winter time periods, which we call Amador. The Amador agreement allowed CAL FIRE to provide that emergency response for the fire zone. We've been more than happy to do that for many years. We've been looking for ways to increase revenue so that they can continue to contract with CAL FIRE. We've been unsuccessful through the advisory board with initiating the two different tax measure increases that have both failed by a small margin of votes. Unfortunately, CAL FIRE will not be able to continue to contract for those services going forward in the future. And so we were looking at alternatives to help provide that service that was needed and still desired by that advisory board in that fire zone. We have reached out to the McLeod Community Service District and specifically the McLeod Fire Department, who has a good, solid roster of personnel and capability to provide that service. And we've had discussions and negotiations with them, and that is the agreement for service that you have before you. They are very interested. It looks like a mutually beneficial agreement to both parties, and we are looking for approval for that. And this will be an annual agreement that we move forward with that is monitored by the county fire warden, myself, and to ensure that services are being provided adequately. So all parties are in favor, and the McLeod CSD is in favor of moving forward with this agreement as well.
Questions? Supervisor Chris, you have anything?
I do. I think it's a great deal that the Chief Anzo has come together with. I went to the advisory board meeting yesterday for the McLeod Greater McLeod Zip area, and their board advisory board is advising us to go ahead with it. They're in full support.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
Okay. All righty. That was it for discussion, correct?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Supervisor Chris, aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now recess is the County Service Area 4, and we convene as Siskiyou County Supervisors, and we'll
move chair
item.
You're going to have a chair.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. Adjourned County Service Area 4. Reconvene as Siskiyou County Board. Item 7B, County Administration.
County Administrator Angela Davis. This item is with regards to our contract with our Central Information Technology Services. With the company named Avenue. They are a current contracted IT services. However, their contract was up for expiration. We conducted an RFP process. We had numerous responders, and ultimately Avenue was heads and tails above the other responders, and they were selected as the successful vendor. So before you today is a request to approve this contract to continue services with Avenue for our central IT functions. Thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye. So with that, I'm going to go back into closed session, and we will come out Wendy, when we're finished, and take up the urgency resolution.
Okay. Do we know about how long?
And then adjourn.
Shouldn't be too long.
Because I'll hang out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that long. Probably
okay.
20 minutes.
Oh, no worries. I'll hang out then.